Blog Talk Radio.
Well, very, very good day to you today. Amazing, wonderful day. I'm believing that this is shaping up to be for you and for me and for all of us. I am Lisa Giroux, sharing alternative answers and soulful solutions to living. Wow, that's kind of a big a big category, isn't it? And I'm broadcasting a little bit earlier today. As, this medium allows me to do so. My day is shaping up to be, wonderful and amazing. And I needed to get a little earlier start on the show so you can listen to this in the archives, as I know many of you do. And I'm just glad that we're back together. I'm psyched for my radio show again. I was missing it while I took the summer off. And here we are, so let's get rolling today. I forget we only have 30 minutes, and so we must get to the content, to the heart of the matter, to the healing of the matter, which starts with the healing of the mind, the healing of the heart, the healing of the planet. Aha! So take a breath and come to this moment in time where all is well. As we send out our love and light to those places and those spaces where people may be in crisis right now. And we want to send them our love and light and our energy so that they have the strength to restore themselves. Lighting the candle now. The candle represents the mysterious, the unknown, the source, the Reiki energy, all the healing teachings. And just in your mind's eye, you can practice that ritual of lighting the candle. And we'll talk about that, the importance of ritual, coming up in the 7 days and seven ways to feel fantastic. It's so important to write the energy right away, first thing in the day. And as our those of you who practice simple practice each and every day, we are making sure that we are starting with that ritual in the morning and watching our day get better and better. So I'm going to get a cup of tea going here as we settle in. It's a little chilly here. We have the first whisperings of winter where I am. And so the shift is on, isn't it? Those of us who live in four seasons or where I am, it's, what do they say, winter and 3 months of really bad sledding. You know, we naturally and instinctually do many of the teachings, the earth-based teachings that I share, shamanic, with all of my clients and students. And we are in the time of the West and fall, and we are going within. And really, this is an inside job. This life is an inside job. It's an inside job, but we've been blessed with so many exciting things out there that we have stepped away from that teaching, that all of our energy, instead of being internally focused, it's externally focused, and we believe, because we are very swayable, we believe that all those distractions, all those things out there on the earth plane that are so amazing and so wonderful are the key to us being healthy and happy and grateful every day. But those of us who know the truth of, or at least the truth of this teaching, you can believe whatever you want to choose, the answers that I share here are some alternatives for you to ponder and to think about. And, you know, I've been studying more than 30 years on alternative healing methods for myself, for people in my family, for friends, and now I do it for clients and students. And I'm very, very blessed and very grateful to have this platform and to have the desire to share this information. It's all becoming exoteric. It's no longer esoteric. It's no longer, you don't have to, you know, join the mystery schools. You can create your own mystery school of your mind, and that's what we're doing here. And we're opening up to the belief that what we're seeing out there as and what we're labeling as success is now different than maybe what we were taught. And God bless those who came before us and were our teachers. They did the best that they could. Now I'm just posing a few questions about how it might become even better. And I know that that pushes all sorts of buttons on for many of us because subconsciously, most of us are living unconsciously. And so when we say you could have better, you could live better, you can do better, you can be better, you can have better, people really don't believe that. They really don't want to hear it. And so that's why I do a radio show. Because as Karen says, unsolicited advice falls on deaf ears. So this teaching, this reaching, this preaching that I do from this position is really for all of our benefit. As our eyes open within, we do our simple practice each and every day so that we have this foundation. And our foundation, of course, is breath work. Take a breath now. Hold it for an instant. Release it in three exhalations. Three. And another breath comes in. And the cycle continues. We really don't even have to think about so many of these autonomic systems in the body. But what happens if we don't think about them is stress begins to build. We really kind of go unconscious in this life, and we're living someone else's dream for us. We were taught or told or expected to, you know, be the doctor, be the lawyer, be the mama, be the daddy, be the breadwinner, be the rebel, be the whatever it is that we be at any moment in time. Generally, it's kind of what we were labeled as younger people. And so for today's teaching, let me get back to the simplicity of it. For today's teaching, we're getting to the root of the matter, the root of the matter. And, of course, for those of you in the know, we're talking about our energetic system, the energetic system that is the chakra system, these little wheels of energy that are, scientifically measured. They are measurable units. They are measurable spaces and places within the body that correlate to the energy outside of the body. And it's this interplay between these little wheels. We have seven main chakras, and today we're talking about the root, and it's right at the base of our spine. The color is red. The sound is lam. And, we talk about the magic of mantra, and that is what that is for our root chakra, the seat of home, family, tribe, career, safety in the world, and money, and money. It's really our stability and our grounding factor. If we are a stressed mess, as I lovingly call us, when we are out of our element of peace of mind and well-being, we really are a stressed mess. I see so many women that are, you know, God bless them, just, wow. You know who they are. They come into your energetic field, and when they leave, you're more exhausted. They're sucking our energy, and we're allowing them. And those of us who are very sensitive in nature, we really have to abstain and maintain our total grounding in the presence of those people. And oftentimes they'll feel better when they leave us, but we may be picking up. There's always this continual giving and receiving of energy that we are doing with all of our fellow travelers. And if we are covering and carrying this frequency of being just overly stressed all the time, first of all, it's devastating, not just to our own landscape, but it's devastating to everyone around you. And it saddens me because so many of our first teachers and healers, our mothers, have been blinded by the distractions, for lack of a better word, and the chasing. And it's really sad. I mean, there's such a disconnect in the family home in this culture right now. And, you know, as always, as everything, it always starts with the women. We have been called upon to heal ourselves so that we can heal the planet. But we have to heal our own landscape. Okay, I'm back to my desk now. No more wandering. Right here, right to my nose. And so in the body, what is stress doing? You know the symptoms. It's a general malaise. It's achiness. It's headaches. It's migraines. Digestive issues. Sleeplessness. It's high blood pressure. It's weight gain. Oh, boy, one of the toughest ways to lose weight is if you're stressed. And so many of us are not even aware of this stress. But what stress does, if you don't know, I know those of you who work with me, we talk about this. It is the release of the adrenals, the chemicals that come from the adrenal glands that cause us to run, fight, or flight, right? Very simply, the basic biology, still as simple as it always was, and it always will be. In the past, we were running for our lives. We were chasing. We were having to, you know, run after the mastodon to chase it down, to feed our families, or run from the saber-toothed tiger, or... And so that burst of cortisol was very necessary. It's still very necessary. Get up and go. Boom. But in our society, we are very sedentary. And so we have that burst of cortisol instead of going down, chasing down the mastodon and, you know, wrangling it to the ground and, you know, serving it up to the champion of the people in our tribe. We are, you know, wrestling down the next client, but instead of, like, physically running after them, please don't run after your clients. We're doing it in an emotional way, and we're sitting at our desk or we're sloughing on our couch, and the cortisol is the promoter of that belly fat, that very dangerous, toxic fat that wreaks havoc on the physical landscape, the emotional landscape, the ripple effect. And so that is one of the toughest weights to lose because it's perpetuated by our thoughts, by that monkey mind. And so if we are going to begin to combat this, for lack of a better word, you know, or if we are going to harmoniously become aware of this, maybe a better energetic life strategist statement there, we have to get to that, move towards that relaxation. So the root of the matter, we must come to that place and that space within our body. This is where we use this inner awareness. This is where we go within. The environment is not just who we're living with and where we're living, which can be very stressful if you are in a relationship that is not mutually supportive or beneficial. You're stressed. You don't even know it, but you're stressed. And that's the thing. We become oblivious to the stress triggers. We just kind of like increase our increase our behaviors that may be contributing to this. We're going to drink more coffee so we're sleeping less so that we're not restoring at night and we're waking up, we're already behind the ball. We're rushing. Got to get the kids dressed, got to get them to school, got to get them into every activity. Kids have to be in the play and they have to be in music and they have to be in the debate club and all of these things that are not just causing stress for mama and papa, but for baby as well. And we're seeing it with so many children just suffering. You know, I call it the little, you know, their little bedraggled bodies dragging around these hefty backpacks that are damaging their physical bodies and, you know, doing these things, going to all of these activities when really our natural desire from this root chakra is to ground. And in the old days, you know, way back in the old days, you know, you grounded with your family, your tribe. You sat together. You sat together in a circle. You sat together and you shared community. And that's what we're restoring here. So the root, home, family, tribe, career, safety and security in the world, environmental and the physical. So the correlation between what you're seeing in your home and what you're experiencing in your body will correlate. Many people have challenges with this. We're going to go in depth into that. But today, as always, the trio of teachings for today is the body, mind, soul. So in our body, which is also our home, we're just recognizing. We're not judging. We're not criticizing it. We're just wakening up. Take a breath. In your mind's eye, travel to this place that is set for us together. Grounding in the body. Get into your body. Get into that place. Imagine looking at your spine from within. Looking out at the world. And just have the willingness to heal here. We don't have to go into all the excruciating, painful challenges that you grew up with. That's certainly not in this 30-minute teaching. We can just run through all of that and come to this present moment in time, have the willingness to clear it out, to release that, to clear the clutter in our mind, in our body, in our home. So the correlation between what we're experiencing within our body, maybe it's scarcity. Maybe you grew up with scarcity. Maybe there was never a hot meal for you, so you don't prepare hot meals for your children because it wasn't important. That's a very grounding activity to cook delicious, nutritious, whole food. Please join me for food, frequency for life, if you have questions. And then, you know, in your mind's eye, you think, oh, my God, now on top of everything else, I have to cook for my family. Well, we've gotten so skewed in this culture that we've really stopped this nurturing process. We don't nurture self, so we do not mirror that to the little ones who are watching. Or if we see ourselves as the little one looking back at what we were modeled, was there angry mother? Was there unavailable mother? Was there, you know, and we're blessing her, and we are now choosing to do it for ourselves. So let's just take a breath into that space. That is the environment of the physical, the body, the home. And release that. We make that exhalation, so we've been doing the trio of exhalations, because it is how we begin to restore the right to the relaxation response. It's in that exhalation. It's in the sigh. Our body will naturally sigh when we're stressed to try to get to equilibrium again, balance, back to homeostasis. And so we're just looking. We're just in a neutral position. We're just becoming aware of all the things that we've created with our thoughts, with our words, with our actions. and we're loving it all. We love it all. We go from that place and we breathe up into our heart, hold for an instant, and just let that go. Let that go. A little bit further. Make the exhalation a bit longer than the inhalation before it. We'll begin to restore the relaxation response. We want to move into that place. That is a place of empowerment. That is a place of present time consciousness. That is the place of where we say, you know what? That was then, this is now, I take my power back. So if you're stressed, here's some things to think about. You're probably sleep depleted. You're probably B vitamin depleted or depleted in your B vitamins. You probably are not eating enough high quality protein. And so to add, and you're dehydrated. Because stress is dehydrating in nature because everything is having to work harder and faster. So, as always in our teaching together, the first response to anything, the first answer to all things is our breath. Take a breath now. Let that belly expand. Hold it for an instant. Kind of squeeze your body landscape. And now in three exhalations, you're beginning to restore. Go get yourself a glass of water. 1 liter of water for every 50 pounds. Every day. I have people say, well, I drank that much yesterday. We have to drink it again today. I was working with Hun yesterday, and we were busy, busy, busy. And it was about midday, and I realized I had not had water since I left the house. And my energy was crashing. And so water, the second nutrient next to breath, will bring up your energy level, will flush out all the toxins, including those toxic thoughts, if we drink enough, if we give it the opportunity. It will realign our gut. What happens when we are stressed? The correlation between worry, I'm looking at a picture of my sister, who I think worried herself to death, and the tummy is huge. Look at the store. Go into any store, and there are shelves and shelves and shelves of this diet of these over-the-counter supposed remedies, but really they're not remedies at all because remedies cure. These are Band-Aids or digestive issues. If you are stressed, it is directly affecting your gut health. Every day we want to be managing our flora and fauna. If your gut health is impacted, A, you cannot think well, you're not eliminating well. If you're not eliminating well, there's the backup effect, and it is a nasty domino to push. So, when we restore, as we are restoring our health by taking time for ourselves, 90 seconds, three times a day, I don't think that's too much to ask, busy mothers. It will expand from there. Then you will be able to see what is most important, and it doesn't mean getting your kid into the best school. It may mean sitting with your kid on the floor and playing blocks, okay? Not judging, just observing. When we begin to hydrate, the gut health improves. When we begin to take our B vitamins, our health improves, and adding the probiotics. Probiotics, prebiotics for life, because our gut suffers. The direct correlation between all of these Crohn's disease, celiac, and I can't think of what the other one is. Yes, gluten intolerance, but that I believe that the wheat is toxic going in, but these tummies, Crohn's and I can't think of IBS is related to these people who have been stressed. They don't know it. They may not know it. Might have happened when they were little children. Maybe a little children went through the breakup of a marriage, which is devastating. And then little children had to worry about making sure that he got his teddy bear to both mommy and daddy's house and his toothbrush and all these things that children should not have to worry about. And the worry and the guilt that these kids feel is not fair, first of all, not judging, just observing. And they're growing up and they're having tummy trouble. They take an antacid or a proton pump inhibitor, and what that does is it dampens our digestive fire, which is our agni, which is our energy for desire in life, and we are not able to reach potential. It's healable, though. Starts with breathing into that space, releasing the gut. My goodness, we did in our fall teaching when we were doing the meridian tapping, loving our bellies, loving them, whatever size they are. You know, some bellies are too small, some bellies are too big. You know, whatever it is, we want to balance. We want to get back to balance. And eating high-quality protein, readjusting our ability to digest well with some probiotics, you're going to have better peace of mind. There are more immune cells in your gut. You know, when the thymus pumps out all the amazing things that the thymus does, and I'm thumping my thymus, those of you who work with me, thump your thymus. The awakening of our immune system and the awakening of our spirituality. When it pumps it out, it stores them in the lining of our gut so that when it's needed, they're there. They're there. But if they're overridden, if you have had any antibiotics in the last 3 years, your gut's been disturbed. Disturbed gut, disturbed thoughts, disturbed life equals. And then, of course, the third, as we wind this down, the third answer today, the third solution is movement. Movement in your body, movement in your home, moving out the gunk, moving in the peace of mind. We do this through ritual. What is ritual? Riding the energy. If you've got a stack of crap that's been sitting there for 30 years, I invite you today to move that out. Just that one, with awareness, conscious effort will begin to shift this for you. I promise, and I'm looking forward to hearing how you are clearing the clutter in your body, in your mind, in your homes, in your heart, and awakening and opening up to a new way of being within the relaxation response. So that no matter what is occurring, you are standing in your body witnessing what is occurring, and you are grounded, awake, aware, and more able to make a better choice. That's where our power comes from. Shit will happen every day. How we respond to it is always our choice. What response do you want? What response do you want to begin to assume for yourself today? Do you want to continue to proliferate and magnetize with the stress and having stressful events and to where you're breathless and exhausted all the time? We've seen these women, and you're crumbling on the inside, and your children are suffering, and your mate is suffering, and you're suffering. Or to choose the empowered relaxation response, where you are dictating what is important for you here and now and for your family moving forward, not bowing to the pressure and the sways that this over-medicated, mediaized society is promoting. Promote yourself. Promote your peace of mind. Three solutions to stress. Get to the root of it. Get your physical body, your mind, and your soul in order through breathwork, hydration, connection, and release. I'm Lisa Drew, wishing you well today. I hope you'll join me for the new teachings coming up. Namaste.